following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the now almost completely open North Shore Mall and just above the ever-changing Alto Forno restaurant. If you've driven by the restaurant here on 41 Cross Street, you'll notice that there are some changes going on in the front. It's still going to be Alto Forno, but they are making some facelifts and improvements, and don't know the estimated time of completion, but soon that restaurant will be open for us as well. I get the bird's eye view from my office here at 41 Cross Street, and I am joined by my business partner who also shares in that bird's eye view. Marion Gilman is in studio with me this morning. Marion, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. We are finally back in the office for a few days. We're doing this kind of on a hybrid basis. I guess that's the new term these days, hybrid everything, right?
And you know what? It's been working out okay. It's nice to be back and to see everybody and to do some work from the office as well. It's kind of hard to do everything we do remotely.
Yeah. It's nice to do the Zoom calls. And actually, I think more and more people have grown far more comfortable with Zoom meetings and
most definitely
and living in that space. But just as a just from a work standpoint, it's a lot easier to get work done when the five of us are all working together in the office.
Yes, because we work as a team. And that can be unusual in the financial services industry. But we do work as a team. We're a very close team. So everybody has their roles as to what types of work they do. And it's great for Mark and I to be back in the office simply because we rely on Christian to prepare all of our information for meetings and Sonia to do operations. So we're very fortunate that we're able to see them as well in person because it's easier to communicate.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because a lot of financial advisors are kind of a one-stop shop, meaning they're responsible for doing prospecting, finding new business, serving their existing clients, doing the paperwork, doing the research, doing everything. And we happen to be very fortunate that we have a group of people here that are each responsible for doing certain things. Like, for instance, Sonia does all of the paperwork in the office.
And, you know, she's developed that expertise over so long, so many years that she's been here, that she actually is just so good at her job and we can rely on her. And she's someone that knows just the intricacies of virtually everything that gets done in financial services in our type of a practice. Because we've over 20 years, 30 years, what, 50 years
50
we've been
years
around
actually, yeah.
And she hasn't been here 50 years, not quite.
No.
So, but anyways, she's seen so much, you know, we've seen so many, unfortunately, clients die as well. And that's a whole unique area of financial planning and a whole unique area of expertise. So it's nice to have somebody who's really developed that expertise.
Yeah, and it's also helpful. Like, look, in February and March, as this pandemic set in, yeah, our phones got a little busier. Clients
Absolutely.
Wanted to ask us questions. They wanted to talk to us. And fortunately, we were able to take the time and not rush them off the phone. Take the time and talk with them because even if a client said, look, I need $5,000, I need $50,000 from my account, whatever that is, you and I didn't have to worry about doing the paperwork, processing all of the documentation, making sure they got the check and that it was deposited at the bank. We have staff that will do that so that you as a client know that the important stuff, the emotional stuff that goes along with your financial life gets shared with us and we can have that conversation with you.
Absolutely. Plus, you know, again, you know, you can't do everything well. So everybody, you know, can specialize in a certain area. And we're very fortunate to be able to rely on one another and use each other's expertise as well.
Yeah, a great example was just last night, actually. I got a call from a client of ours who, for whatever reason, wasn't able to access their account online.
Oh.
Had a difficult time accessing their account online. And they said, you know, I haven't been on it for a long time, and that's probably why my password probably expired. Can you set me back up so I have access to it online? And I said to them, look, I said, I can try, but that's not something that I do every day. And so rather than screw it up further for you, if you can wait till tomorrow, I'll go to Sonia. She'll take care of it. It'll be done in no time because she does that every day.
Exactly.
And we're very fortunate. And, you know, and to Christian's efforts too, I mean, Christian allows us the bandwidth to be able to spend more time talking with our clients because he's doing a lot of the data entry, the number crunching, making sure that the financial plan modelings that we want to do are operating properly.
The behind the scenes stuff that has to be done and is very important to give our clients peace of mind. And he's able to do that for us.
Yeah, that's why this whole team works really well. I mean, look, Jody takes care of all of the scheduling for us. She makes sure that all of the office supplies get ordered, all of the marketing's done. That newsletter that you get every Friday, Marion and I don't participate that much in the newsletter at all. I mean, I do some editing of it, but Jody basically writes the newsletter each Friday that comes out to each and every one of you. And if you're new to listening to Dollars and Cents, our newsletter that's been coming out since March of 2009, it's hard to believe almost 600 issues of this newsletter we've put out.
Amazing.
All you need to do, if you'd like it, it's free. Go to our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on our website. You get to put in your name, your email address, and then there's a little box for comments. Some people write questions. Some people don't write any comment at all. Some people ask if they could schedule an initial consultation. People have a question that their friend was asking them. You can put whatever you want in there. That's fine. And I will promise you this. When Sunday afternoon comes by, after people have listened to the radio show, I'm looking through my emails, and I assure you that if you sent me an email with a question, I will respond to it within 24 hours for sure. And then we'd be delighted to have you as one of the close to 7,000 subscribers that we have to Planning Pointers each and every Friday. So we got a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot going on in the world today, isn't there?
There is. I mean,
life is very different.
Yeah. You haven't been to any concerts lately, have you, Mary?
No, I really haven't. No. How about you?
I have not.
The movies, right?
Haven't been to the movies.
The gym?
Have you seen Hamilton?
I have not. Have you?
I've seen half of it. I want to see it.
It's long, right?
Well, it's a 3-hour, 2.5-hour commitment, but so is most movies or most theater experiences you go to. But my daughter was insistent that I see Hamilton on Disney Plus. We have Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But she suggested that I watch it with the subtitles. And it was actually a really good idea. Now, you don't focus all of your attention on what's going on the show because you are starting to read some of the words. But I think I'll end up watching it again without the subtitles and get a greater appreciation. But we still have to see the second half. But, you know, life is different here. I mean, are you going out shopping?
That is not something I'm doing right now. Nope. I mean, I have been into the stores. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, not a lot. Not as much as I used to.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, I assure you that none of us imagined that we would be in the spot that we're in today when this whole thing came about and got serious February and March.
In March. So when we shut down in March, which was mid-March, I thought a week, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, we'd be home. Mm-hmm. So much for that.
So much for that. And who knows?
We only came back part-time and that in July. So we're still not back to normal.
Yeah, and we're not seeing clients in the office now, right?
No, exactly. You know, it's a little bit dangerous to have clients come in. We can social distance. So we're very fortunate. We have a lot of space. We have some private offices, so we're able to social distance or can wear a mask if needed. But to have clients come through, that's a little bit different scenario because now we're sitting in a conference room, it's too close. But you know what? As we were just saying earlier, everybody's gotten used to Zoom meetings, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, the Zoom meetings have worked out well. As much as I miss, and I would love to have people back in the conference room, you know, the conference room is, it can be confining. And, exactly. You know, you got air quality circulation. And if we were to meet in a conference room right now under COVID guidelines, we all have to wear a mask.
And we'd have to, you know, depending upon how many people are in the meeting, it can be close quarters too in our conference rooms.
Right. So. But this is a situation, you know, we're at a place right now where a lot of people are thinking about their own personal finances. Do I have enough? Can I survive? Am I going to get laid off? Will I be furloughed? Do I apply for unemployment? Should I go for Social Security? Should I change jobs? What about my kids? What about my parents? All of those things. And so we are getting phone calls from folks. It's not like we're closed for business here. We are certainly talking to folks that need a rational voice during these emotional times. And we're happy to talk to our listeners here of Dollars and Cents. You give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or you, of course, can visit our website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And just reach out to us. We are here to answer your questions.
So we've stayed open throughout the whole, you know, COVID mess, or whatever you want to call it, for phone calls and Zoom calls. I mean, we would never abandon our clients and shut down completely. That would not even be in, you know, anyone's best interest or even a thought process in our minds. So we've always been available, and it worked out quite well while we were at home as well.
It is. I mean,
we were very fortunate.
We were considered an essential business.
Yes.
I mean, I would have never really thought of us being an essential business, but when you really think about it, if you're relying on a firm like ours to provide you with an income check, or you need money, or you have to deposit money from an inheritance or change your registration to a trust or whatever it might be, we have to be operational. And yes, we proved that we can do that both home and in the office.
That's right. And our phone systems worked like normal, which is almost shocking to me.
It really was.
So we were able, if you called our office, it was just like calling our office when everybody was sitting at their desk in the office.
Yeah.
Even though everybody was in five different spots.
It worked out well. And we continue to operate. And you know, this medium of us communicating through the radio allows us to get further messages out there. And we just want people to know that if you're struggling, if you're wondering, what should I do now? You're juggling a lot of balls in the air, trying to figure out what's the smart financial decisions moving forward. I want you to know that we're here. And we're here to help you out. And I want you to give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We need to take a quick break. When we're back, Marion's got a whole bunch of different pieces of information that she wants to share with everybody. Little tidbits that I think will help you make smart financial decisions during these very emotional times. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant at 41 Cross Street. We have been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore and the Merrimack Valley since 1968. I started when I was, well, no, I didn't start when I was 2 years old. My father started the firm back in 1968. I joined him in 1991. And joining me today is our business partner, is my business partner, Marion Gilman, who joined us in
2000.
So you're 20 years this year, Marion.
20 years. Can you imagine?
I find the whole thing rather amazing. We've been doing this for so many years.
Exactly.
But time ticks along and we've seen a lot, haven't we?
We certainly have. It is truly amazing. Although we have never seen a quarantine before.
Nope.
So that is something that's brand new.
No.
So, you know, and it's funny because in the investment world, you always think you've seen it all. Or you've seen the worst, and guess what? Something new happens that you just couldn't predict.
But what also happens with all of these challenges that we face?
Yeah, it's truly amazing. Every single time the market comes back.
And goes on to bigger and better things.
That's exactly right. So, you know, when the market declined by 35% on March 23rd, I believe it was, clearly people were panicking. We got a lot of calls at that time. We were communicating a lot with our clients. The one thing that we knew always happened in every other crisis, the market came back. You never know how long it's going to take to come back. You never know whether it's going to go lower before it comes back. This time it was an incredibly rapid recovery.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, a client said to me today, you know, he said, I was going to put some money into the market, you know, after it hit its low in March. And I turned around, I blinked, and it was back up, you know, by 25% before I even thought about it. So it was amazing how fast it came back, but it did come back.
Yeah, but, you know, despite the fact that the market is closing in to its record highs again, I mean, it's approaching it again, which is hard to believe.
Shocking.
But just because the S&P seems to be back at the level where it's at from where it was, it doesn't necessarily mean that all of the stocks that were doing well back when they were doing well are continuing to do well. I mean, this stock market has really been driven, the comeback from the stock market has really been driven by just a small handful of investments, hasn't it?
It's amazing. So we actually had this statistic that came across my desk the other day, and it said 35% of the stocks in the S&P 500 are down, still down at least 20% this year. And yet the S&P 500 as an index is up 2% year to date.
So let's be sure we understand this for our listeners. So there's 500 stocks in the S&P 500.
35% of those 500 stocks are down 20% year to date.
Or more. 20% or more.
20% or more.
The S&P 500 as an index is
up 2.4%.
So how is that possible? Because many people, when they hear the S&P 500, Marion, they think, well, there's 500 stocks, each with a particular value. We divide that equally by 500 and we get an answer. So how is it possible that 35% of them are down more than 20%, yet the average is up 2%.
And you know, it is amazing, but this market has been driven by large technology stocks. Those stocks, not only did they recover more rapidly than any other stocks in the market, they have gone on to new heights. As a matter of fact, a client called me talking about Apple stock today. And we don't follow individual stocks. We find it's most appropriate for diversified portfolios to own ETFs or mutual funds, which provide a diversified portfolio. However, I looked at Apple stock because this is what he was talking about. And I was just shocked to see that within the past 3 weeks, maybe, Apple stock has gone from $360 a share to $440 a share.
Right.
I'm not really clear why. Apples, don't get me wrong, I have an Apple iPhone right in front of me. I have an Apple Watch that I wear. So, you know, I have their products too, but
so I think about yikes. That. So from a logical standpoint, you say, all right, Apple's a great company. There's no question about it. We all own a lot of Apple products. Now, 10 or 15 years ago, none of us owned these Apple products.
Right.
But millions, hundreds of millions of us, perhaps billions of people went out and bought Apple products. And so if everybody's bought, that went from zero to a billion people owning it. I'm just picking out numbers here, right? So are people expecting the same kind of exponential growth from Apple to happen again? Because who's going to buy this stuff now? Does that mean everybody's going to toss their Apple products and start all over again?
Well, I do know some people that do that. Every time something new comes out, my son is included in that grouping. You're absolutely right. Although, and again, you know, one of the things that we get a lot of questions on are, you know, why invest internationally? Why invest in emerging markets? Well, those are the markets where companies like Apple don't have the same penetration. So they don't have as many people who already own their products. Mm-hmm. So there's a much greater likelihood in those markets that more people are moving into the middle class. When you think of places like India or China has already done that. But, you know, some of the other Asian nations, some of the South American nations, even the African nations, there are more people moving into the middle class and they can now afford those products. So again, Apple does have the possibility of increasing their market share and getting clients, new customers buying the products. But to have that kind of growth, virtually impossible.
And you know, the other thing is oftentimes people hear, well, you know, the stock was selling somewhere around $400 a share, just using that as a number, right? And now Apple comes out and they announce a 4-for-1 stock split, which when's the last time you heard about stock splits? I mean, that's been, I feel like it's back towards the dot-com boom of the late 1990s when everybody was splitting their stock. So
maybe
Apple decides
that's why it went up. Is that right? Was it from the day?
And so there's a lot of people say that the stock could have gone up because people said, oh, now it's a much better company to buy. Look at the upside that I have now because now it's only worth $100 rather than $400. Now, it's not that yet. The split hasn't gone through. But what happens is if you owned 100 shares of Apple at $400 a share and Apple now splits 4-for-1, you will now have 400 shares of Apple stock, but at a price of $100 a share. It comes out to the same math, but for whatever reason, many people feel like, oh, I can buy a stock really cheap if I can get it for, you know, under $100 rather than a stock like Tesla that sells over $1,000 right now.
Ironically enough, I mean, that shouldn't be any indicator anymore in the market. When back in the day, I mean, even 10 years ago, it was very difficult to buy less than a full share.
Right.
So you had to buy one share. And one share, if Apple cost $400, you had to have $400 to buy one share of Apple. So there was a high cost of entry. Now you can buy fractional shares. There are a lot of companies that allow you to buy 10% of a share.
Right, they're letting you buy shares by the slice, they're calling it, or something like that.
Exactly. So 10 years ago, there was a reason to have a stock split so that, you know, more people could afford to buy one share. Now there's no reason.
Yeah, well, one of the companies that has picked up some popularity that you perhaps heard about is a company called Robinhood.
Yes.
And that is a company that allows anybody, if you had $5, you could invest in Robinhood and you could buy a fraction of a share of any stock. And I think I've told this story before about my son, who I didn't even know that opened up a Robinhood account. He's coming home from school during break. Well, actually, because they were shut down a little early. Comes home and he says, Dad, my portfolio is up 25% in Robinhood. I said, really? How much money do you have? He says, my account's now $84. $84, Jerry. Wow. He says, Dad, I invested like $62 in like a whole bunch of stocks. I'm like, how did you do that? So he's telling me how this fractional thing works. Well, as we've been learning over the past several months, this idea of individuals, especially millennials and Gen Ys, are setting up these types of Robinhood accounts with $100, $200 and thinking that they can buy stock and thinking that they can trade. Well, one of the dangerous things that we've seen happen is there was a company called Kodak who last week for years had been selling for about $2 a share.
If that.
It, right. And well, a long time ago, it sold for more than that until it filed for bankruptcy, reset itself, selling for $2 a share. There was an announcement that came out that Kodak was going to reshape their manufacturing plants.
And they got a loan from the government.
A big loan.
This.
A big loan from the government. And all of a sudden, the stock starts going up, and it goes from 2 to 7 to 15. And all of a sudden, there's people that start reading the news because all these kids seem to do right now is read the headline, not the story. And they said, all right, I'm going to set up a Robinhood account. And they watched their account, and as it was going up, 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 they buy it at 30, buy it at 40, buy it at 50.
But then they're turning around and selling it, too.
If
so you
got to
be careful.
But if they're selling it, because now what they didn't expect was here we are 1 week later, and the stock is now selling back in the teens.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of danger to buying individual stocks. And it's something that you and I caution against all the time. We do not encourage our clients or even our listeners, for that matter, to be buying individual stocks unless you truly understand the risk. We find that you are far better served by purchasing mutual funds, by purchasing an index fund, an exchange-traded fund. Now, why might that be, Mary?
So, you know, when in any mutual fund, index fund, exchange-traded fund, you are getting a diversified portfolio, first of all. So, again, diversification is key. I understand there are people who've made fortunes by investing in one stock or starting a company and owning highly concentrated positions. That's also very dangerous. People have lost fortunes by owning highly concentrated positions. Think about GE stock, who nobody thought was going to go to $6 a share and sort of hang out there, right? So you need to be very, very careful about that. Another item that, you know, we look at and we say, you know what? These companies that create these mutual funds, they have analysts there who follow companies intricately. And the analyst's full-time job might be to follow 10 companies. I mean, that who can compete with that? That is nobody else's full-time job.
Right. They're not filling out paperwork. They're not prospecting. They're not having to deal with clients.
Just analysis. So if they're following Apple, they know everything that's going on with Apple. They, you know, they talk to customers of Apple. They talk to everybody. They talk to people in the company, outside of the company, suppliers, vendors, everybody. Nobody can compete with that. We can't compete with that, nor can an individual sitting at home compete with that. So when something happens within the company, everyone's surprised. So you don't want to have to compete with these experts who are following just a few companies. And again, you know, the other part of it is it's easy to trade. It's easy, you know, it's easy to get in and out of.
Within a mutual fund,
a mutual fund. Whereas an individual stock, there sometimes can be friction in the market. Let's put it that way, where you're not going to get the best trade execution if you're trying to trade an individual stock, particularly if you have a very small quantity of it. So there are numerous reasons that you're much better off investing in some kind of diversified portfolio, particularly with your serious money. If you want to take a small amount of money and say, oh, I want to take a flyer on this stock, go right ahead. But make sure you can afford to lose whatever you put into
it. I love listening to people that will call me up, and you and I get these calls all the time. People say, hey, I heard about this pharmaceutical company, this medical company, or I just heard of Remdesivir or whatever, because we hear it on the news, right? Oh, I got to have 100 shares of this. I got to have that.
Gilead.
All of these companies. But a portfolio manager is not buying 100 shares. They might be buying 1 million shares, 10 million shares with a whole bunch of people's money. And their job is dependent on how successful they manage those million shares. Now, in order to be successful, like you said, they've got to go to the company. They have to know the players. Right. They have to know what's going on. The headlines that you and I see, that you and I read in the news about a particular product, whether it's Disney, a pharmaceutical company, a Caterpillar, or a bank company, it doesn't really matter. That's old news to these guys. They hear this long before you and I get that information.
Right.
And I would certainly feel more comfortable knowing that these professionals are managing the portfolios.
Right. And I have to say one other thing, and I know we need to go to a break, but the one other thing I want to say is that, remember, when you're talking to other people about how much money they've made in certain stocks, they're not telling you about how much they've lost in other stocks.
Yeah, no one ever wants to tell that
story. Nobody tells you about their losers.
Right. Everyone will tell you how much they're up.
Right.
They'll never tell you how much they're down. And oftentimes I find people, they'll say, oh, I'm up 40% in this stock. But what you realize, they're up 40% of the stock. They own $2,000 worth of the stock, but they have $200,000 sitting in the bank that they don't want to put to any risk, but they're up. It doesn't make any sense. We learn a lot in this business, and we want to learn more about you and your financial situation. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning needs, please give our office a call, 978-531-8108. We want to help you make smart financial decisions. And when we get back, I want to talk to you a little bit about how we help clients draw money from their accounts. There's some new thinking around this distribution amount that the safe withdrawal rate is oftentimes referred to as, when we take money from our accounts to supplement your income in retirement. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Go on, take the money and run.
Go on, take the money and run. Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant on 41 Cross Street. We've been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area since 1968. I'm joined in studio this morning with my business partner, Marion Gilman. Good morning, Marion.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. We are halfway through 2020, and I don't think the end of the year could come fast enough, could it?
I think we should just cancel 2020.
Just forget about it.
Right? Who knows? I mean, I'm not really clear what's going on this year. That's
funny. I was going through my Facebook page that I have periodically. It reminds me of memories from other years when I posted in Facebook. So, you know, usually around this time of year, I take some time off and I'm traveling in Europe. I'm doing things, right? And so all these pictures start popping up of me being in Italy, of me being in Spain, of me being in all different places. And I'm thinking to myself, what will pop up years from now in the 2020 space? I don't think I've posted very much to Facebook. It's going to be a year, hopefully, that we will quickly forget, but hopefully we can move out of and into something better much sooner.
Absolutely. I mean, we're very fortunate that we haven't seen illness among our staff or families, so we're very, very fortunate.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I did want to give a shout out to Karen Nessimbeni. As you well know, Karen is a friend of ours and a friend of much of the community here, and her sister Sandra as well. Karen did have COVID-19. She was in a hospital for a large number of days, I think 30, 40 plus.
Yes.
She did lose her husband. She lost her father-in-law. She lost her good friend Don Kelly as well while she was still sedated through this. And Karen and her sister made the bold decision to share their story through the Beverly Chamber of Commerce this past week through a Zoom conference call. I know that the Beverly Chamber is sharing that story as well for others to see it. But what a story of trying to understand from beginning to end and the unknown of what's to come. I mean,
It was incredible.
It really was a great story. And yeah. Karen's sister, Sandra, kept an extraordinary log of every day of what was going on with her sister. And they were really able to recollect and tell stories as if we were there every step of the way. And thank you for being so courageous to both of them to stepping up and telling that story. If you haven't heard it, if you haven't seen it, I'd encourage you to reach out to the Beverly Chamber of Commerce, ask them for a copy of the Zoom presentation. It was really, really tremendous.
Absolutely. And they're very optimistic, which is wonderful.
They really are. Yeah. Karen is a big asset to the community, both yes. through the music theater, yes. through the entire North Shore community. And we can't wait to have her back amongst us. Can't wait for the music theater to start back up in 2021.
I know. Another disappointment this yeah. year, right?
No theater this year, which is,
I know.
That is really tough. But, you know, we are doing what we have to do. People are out. I mean, if you drive up and down Route 114, drive up and down Route 1.
There's traffic.
Cars are back out. I mean, people are just yeah. learning to adapt to a new normal right now.
Right.
Recognizing there are large venues that we can't participate in. But we're still getting out there. We're going more than food shopping now. People are buying cars. They're buying furniture. They're buying clothes. They're getting out and about doing as much daily activity, normal activity as they can that the rules and regulations allow for. I can't stress enough how much both, I know you and I both believe in the importance of wearing a mask, washing your hands, and watching your surroundings, that those three W's come to us from our friend Joanne McGinnis over at Aberdeen Home Care, who was on just before this show, who started me on the whole 3W thing, and she's just great. Her whole company's terrific, and I encourage you to stay vigilant, be responsible, but we got to get out there too.
Yeah, and you know, we're very fortunate that it's nice out now, and we're able to eat outside. We're able to do a lot outside, which is great, so we really want to keep this virus under control so that when the cooler weather sets in, we can still do stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't want everything to shut down again.
Yeah,
but at least I don't.
But when people,
and I'm sure you
don't. No, I don't. I don't at all. But when people are getting back to doing things, that means they're spending money again. Because
yes.
for a few months, we saw the savings rate in America go to like 30%.
It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
No, we're spending any money.
And our clients were calling us up saying, well, you know, you don't really need to send any extra money. You can cut back on the distributions. I'm just not spending as much. And nobody was spending as much
no.
as they had.
No, we're still not spending money on vacations, and we're
exactly.
not spending it on theater and certain things, but we are getting back to somewhat somewhat of a normal life. But one of the things that I know many of our clients rely on us for, Marion, since about 65% of them are retired or approaching retirement, is taking money from their investment accounts. Many people have accounts that are scattered all over the place. They have them in an annuity. They have them in a mutual fund. They have them in a stock portfolio. They have them in an IRA, a 403B, a 457 account. They've got a pension. They've got money in the bank. It's all over the place, and it oftentimes with many different advisors. And at some point, they finally come to the terms to say, you know what? It was fun getting to manage all of these accounts, but now it's time to get serious.
Yeah.
And now I've got to figure out what I have. Where is everything? What's it all worth? And how do I turn all of this money into a flexible source of income? Not a fixed source of income, because nobody wants to live on a fixed income these days.
Right.
People want to have flexibility. And that's one of the things that we've been able to do for so many of our clients is create these flexible income streams.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really daunting. I mean, think about it when you stop working and all of a sudden, so you've had a fixed paycheck or a, hopefully an ever increasing paycheck for your entire life. And all of a sudden now you're faced with the situation where, well, you've got all this money. How do I make it last? You know, what if I live 30 years? What if I live 40 years? How do I make this money last for the rest of my life? And is Social Security going to be there? Am I going to get my Social Security? Well, first of all, my opinion on Social Security, number one, is you will get your Social Security. If you are close to retirement, it's highly likely that you will be able to continue your Social Security benefits. Typically, when Social Security makes changes, they make changes for those who are much younger, who have a ways to go, not with somebody who's planning on collecting Social Security in a year or two. So, and Mark, I know you agree with me on that. Well, so now we're back to how do I create an income stream? You know, aside from the fact that the first thing you should do is consolidate accounts. what do you do? What's a safe withdrawal rate? How do I calculate what all my expenses are? So, you know, the rule of thumb, there's a rule of thumb out there that says you should take out 4% of your net worth, or not your net worth, but your liquid assets. That's what you should take out and live within that spending.
No, what do you mean by liquid assets, Mary?
So let's, any accounts that you have, retirement accounts, investment accounts, it might be brokerage accounts, cash at the bank, anything that can be turned to cash, not your home, not a vacation property, not your cars, not your jewelry, nothing that you anticipate you will not sell, but things that, you know, are almost cash-like, that can be turned to cash easily. So, okay, so the rule of thumb is 4%. Is that right? Is that a good, you know, is that a good amount of money to be taking? Well, here's the thing. Recently, people have done a lot of research on this 4%, and it's been shown that there are many people who aren't, you know, who aren't taking enough, or 4% isn't enough of their portfolio, and they're going to end up leaving a huge estate to their heirs. That might be fine for you. That might not be fine for you. And there are others who taking 4% could actually, they could run out of money in 20 years, not 30 years, and they could live longer, outlive their money.
Right. So let's say, for instance, that you had $100,000 in the bank.
Right.
And you were going to take 4% out of your $100,000. Well, that's $4,000 you're going to take that year.
Right.
But if your account is earning nothing,
which is currently the case,
right, you're going to run out of money very, very quickly. You'll actually run out in 20 years.
Exactly.
That's how that works. And so it's, and if you were taking 4% of the amount of money that was in the account, if you had $100,000 and you took 4% out this first year, you take $4,000. At the end of the year, it's worth $96,000.
Right.
You still want your $4,000, don't you? But no, if you wanted to take 4% of $96,000, it's actually less than that. So one of the things that's really important with taking money out, if you look at this 4% rule or any other rule, as we try to find what that percentage should be, is you need to ask yourself, how much is the money that I'm not touching expected to earn over time? Will it keep up with the pace of the distribution?
That's exactly right. And that's an extremely important component. And also, you have to think about, and I know we haven't had inflation for a long time in many areas of our life. However, over time, think about it. If you're going to live for 30 years, your expenses are going to go up. So how are you going to keep up with inflation? Is 4% going to be sufficient for you when your expenses have increased with inflation over time? Are you going to be able to keep up with that?
Yeah, because Social Security isn't keep, well, they're doing their best to keep up with inflation.
Well, they do a cost of living increase,
right?
But that's not usually enough. I mean, the way they calculate their cost of living is not necessarily the rate of inflation that you might see in your, in what you use, particularly healthcare.
Yeah, and particularly people that have pensions. Many people, and I know there's not many, but there are still a good number of people that collect,
yes,
a pension. If you're getting a $30,000 a year pension today, 30 years from now, it's still going to be a $30,000 a year pension.
Yeah.
And you will not be able to afford the same luxuries or necessities that you were able to afford today 30 years from now.
That's exactly right.
And you need your money to keep pace. So just in thinking about that, Marion, when we're building portfolios for our clients, you know, oftentimes people look at this idea of stocks, bonds, and cash. Is there a preferred allocation that you like to see clients have in retirement with money?
So we, you know, before we even get to the allocation, I really, you know, because we do have certain criteria that we use when setting up an investment allocation. But also, even before you go there, I mean, you should really visit with a professional, because you want to see, use something a little more robust to figure out what your spending could be, or what your spending needs are, and whether your portfolio is sufficient to meet those spending needs, by doing something much more in depth than just the 4%.
Yeah. So one of the things that we have here in our office that we use quite regularly for our clients is this tax analysis software, which allows us to look at your sources of income, your assets that you have, to say not only where's the best place to take money to support your income, but where's the best place to take it by paying the least amount of tax.
Exactly. And so that's a consideration.
It is. Because imagine this. Let's say you had $50,000 in the bank and $50,000 in an IRA. And you said, I want to take $5,000 from each one of those things. If you took $50,000 from the bank, there's no tax to pay. You get $5,000.
That's it.
But if you take $5,000 from your IRA, that's added to your taxable income. And you might have to come up with $1,000 to get $5,000.
To pay the tax on
that. Right, but oftentimes people don't think that.
That's right.
And so we have the tools to guide you through that. And it's actually quite easy to put this information into our software. It's something that we do for our clients as part of the overall services that we deliver to them. Right. So there's more to it than just managing money, isn't there?
Yes. And I think the other item that people forget about is they look at what their expenses are on a monthly basis. They forget about stuff, though, like a car that they might need to buy in 4-5 years down the road, because they don't buy that car every year. So they forget about some of those big expenses. And all of a sudden, they you know, run up against it and they say, oh, my God, how am I going to pay for the car? Well, guess what? Should have been in the budget when you first started out. And we can help you think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what we call financial advice in a language you can understand.
Correct.
And Marion and I do this every day, and we've seen thousands and thousands and thousands of scenarios. We'd be delighted to talk with you. We've got to take a quick break. If you'd like to just drop us a call or learn more about the firm, our phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or go to our website, freedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. When we get back, we're going to talk about how we're structuring these portfolios. What do they have to look like? Where's the best place to take money from? What are we thinking these days? Just a few more minutes left in our show. We're heading into our fourth segment, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial.
What if you could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning? That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and experience to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial. And guess where our office is located? I say this so often. Right across the street from the Nordstrom Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant on 41 Cross Street here in Peabody. We have been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area since 1968. Yeah, we've been very fortunate to be located in one general space. We've always been kind of located around what I call the elbow of the North Shore Mall, seeing several generations of families. And interestingly enough, our families and the clients that we serve are not the super wealthy. People seem to think, oh, if you're working with a financial planner, you got to work with somebody who's really super wealthy. Let me give you a little profile of the clients that we work with, just in case you're curious. Our typical client is over the age of 55. Generally, you know, sometimes a little bit younger than that, but 55 to 80 is generally the client base. When they were working, oftentimes just one spouse worked, sometimes two spouses worked, but their household income was around, I don't know, $125,000 to $200,000 a year. They have good relationships with their kids. They lived here in the community. They get active in the community. During their spending years in retirement, they think, oh, I wish I could spend around $4,000 to $10,000 a month. That's what I'd like to spend. And when they add up all the stuff that they have, that's their bank accounts, investment accounts, retirement accounts, their house, everything, their total net worth, everything they own, is usually somewhere between $1 million and $3 to $4 million. That's what our typical client looks like. Not, you know, Alex Rodriguez or some celebrity or anything like that that is making $20 million or $50 million or $100 million. No, we're real people that have resources that cover their expenses, but they have to be careful too because they still worry about running out of money. So here in studio with me today is my business partner, Marion Gilman. And fortunately, she's shaking her head as I'm doing this description. So did I describe our clients pretty well?
Absolutely, yes. Phew, I'm shaking my head in agreement, not
Well, that was good. Negatively, yeah. I was worried. I mean, I was watching her as I'm telling the story and she didn't give me the evil eye or anything. We nailed it right. But what I promised you when we came back to this segment that we would start to talk to you about how we're going about investing money for clients. And is it different today because we're in the midst of a pandemic than what it was 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years ago, Marion?
It really, I mean, the basics are not any different now than they were back then. Because remember, I mean, essentially, yes, we're in a pandemic, but the expectation is this isn't going to last forever. We will get over this. We will go back to a more normal lifestyle. Things will open up. I would totally expect that there are going to be some businesses that don't make it. We've already seen businesses that a lot of the businesses were on the brink anyways.
Right, certainly retail operations.
Exactly. I mean, you look at like JCPenney, you look at some of the department stores.
Even places like Brooks Brothers.
Brooks Brothers.
Lord & Taylor, I think, just filed recently.
When you think about Brooks Brothers, I mean, sure, Brooks Brothers was really a hot commodity maybe 10, 15 years ago. But
you got dressed up to go to work.
People don't use suits anymore. Right. When was the last time you wore a suit? Right. And now, I mean, with the pandemic, now we've really gone to casual wear.
You know what's really interesting is I have, I was so used to every week sending my shirts out.
Yeah.
Right, I had my shirts and you wear them for the weeks. So there's 5 shirts. They would go into my hamper. I actually had a guy that would come by my house. I'd put a bag out. He'd pick it up and deliver my shirts.
Yeah.
Well, I said to Laura, I was looking at my hamper. Those 5 shirts from March are still sitting there. They're still there. And then I see shirts on my closet in the plastic bags coming back from the cleaner that I've never taken out of the plastic bag because we're not wearing those shirts. We're not getting dressed up.
Right.
Our lifestyle has become far different. I don't feel obligated for a Zoom call to put on a shirt and tie for a client.
No, and like, when was the last time you wore real shoes?
Exactly,
right?
I know.
So it's really funny because I haven't put on heels for months.
Yeah.
You know,
why? Where are we going?
I'm going in the backyard, you know.
Right, it's been very comfortable and casual and not a single client during a Zoom call has given me like the evil eye. It's like, oh, you couldn't dress up for this call? I mean, I'm not in a Red Sox t-shirt or something. I mean, I'm still dressed
shirt
comfortably.
Red shirt tie is probably not needed at this point in time. Yeah.
Right. So it's going to be different. The whole world is going to be a little bit different when we come out of this.
I think it is. And I think people are going to, you know, again, so a lot of companies that haven't kept pace because those changes were happening before the pandemic. You know, a lot of kids that work in technology, my son works in technology and he never wears a shirt and tie, you know. Occasionally when he had to meet a client, that might have been the case, but that was rare. And for probably the last 5 years, I don't think he's put on a shirt and tie ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to keep up, you got to keep pace. And the companies that don't go out of business. I mean, that's a reality.
You have to adapt.
Yeah. Accelerated.
I think what's most impressive is how so many of these restaurants have adapted during these challenging times. I mean, kudos to them because they're in probably one of the toughest spots.
Absolutely.
I mean, people like love your food, but they don't want to come to your restaurant out of fear of catching some virus.
Right.
So these restaurants have had to reimagine themselves. They've built the tents outside. They've set up new protocols for takeout business. And the takeout business has been a booming business.
Yes.
More and more people are using Grubhub and DoorDash and Uber Eats and all these other services.
And they even do takeout cocktails now.
That's right.
Which is fast. So they're coming up with creative cocktails and doing takeout. I think that's great. Yeah.
I think it's interesting that you can go to like Kowloon or somewhere and get 2 Mai Tais to go.
Yeah.
But what are you going to have to just stare at it as you're driving home with it?
I know.
Is it like this hermetically sealed cover on the that says you can't open this while you're driving your car?
Right, exactly.
You know, it's just like, you know, many people have the ability to put in a DVD or they can watch certain videos from their car when the car is not driving.
Right.
But when it is driving, you can't watch it. It's like, I don't know, maybe you have to have cups like that when you're picking up alcoholic beverages now.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't get it. Well, some of them are selling their mixers and you just add the liquor when you
get
home.
What you do?
Some of them are doing that, yeah. So I don't know. Whatever. But it's interesting.
So we were talking about this allocation of investments. And so what are you finding is a typical allocation that we're using for clients that are approaching or in retirement that need to take money from their investment accounts?
Right. So, you know, one of our concerns, and I know people, as they approach retirement, they think, oh my God, I have to get conservative. I can't take risks anymore. It's very important not to think like that. I think that's one of the biggest cautions I would say to people, because think about this. If you are 60 years old or 65 years old, there is a high likelihood if you're married that one of you will live well into your 90s. And we have more and more clients living into their 90s. That's 30 years. You can't go 30 years without growth. And you're not going to get growth from bonds or safe investments or the bank. I mean, right now you're getting nothing. So you need to have a balanced portfolio. That's extremely important. So our favorite portfolio as somebody's going into retirement is usually what we call a 60-40 portfolio, meaning approximately 60% of your assets would be in a wide diversity of stocks, stock mutual funds, ETFs, and then 40% of the portfolio would be in fixed income, which are bonds. But again, a wide diversity of bonds, because you need growth and you need income. The bonds are going to provide you with income. The stocks will provide you with growth as a generalization.
So many people will think, well, if I'm going to take income from my investment account, what is the interest rate or what is the dividend that's being paid? And we think about this differently now, don't we?
We really do. Again, you can't think, oh, I'm going to live off the income and save the principal. And that always used to be the case. I don't want to touch, you know, people will come to us. And even today, I don't want to touch the principal. That's, again, you got to get out of that mindset of principal versus interest. It's a very different environment. Our concern has always been providing money to people during downturns. Now, when we hit, you know, February, March, April, when the market was down this year, we were very fortunate. It was a very short time that we really were at losses in the, it wasn't the bonds that we were at losses in, but in the stocks. So we could ride that out, but we want to be sure there's enough money that we can ride out a downturn if it lasts for 5 years and still get people their money. So again, critical to have diversity and critical to have
We call that a total return approach.
That's exactly right.
What we do. We call it the total return approach, and it's essential in trying to structure a portfolio that's flexible for you, because as we've since learned, Marion, people don't spend money on a linear basis. They'll spend $5,000 this month, but then periodically, oh, I got to replace the driveway, got to buy a car, got to go on vacation, whatever it is.
And we need to be sure we can get that money for you.
And we do.
When you need it. Yeah.
And we do. So if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, we hope you'll give us a call, reach out to us. We'd be happy to schedule a free initial consultation for you. Our phone number is 978-531-8108. It's 978-531-8108. If you're interested in our free weekly newsletter, you can find it by signing up for Planning Pointers. You go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, send us a message if you like. But that's going to do it for us this week. We will be back again next Sunday. I got to make room for Scott Whitley so he can do his Wicked Bites Radio. And let's get those restaurants coming back to business again. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you.
Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.